that'll do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Yeah, what about dancing your way over to Naked Vine 1624 Clarkson across from Chesterfield Mall? We'll be here till 3 unless Brian kicks us out sooner. A lot of stuff going on here. Great holiday stop, too. Check out nakedvine.net for things like their Naked Cork Society. They've got lots of bags out, people picking up their monthly selections, and all very pleased. All right, music club time, and it's why Slam and Sammy Sound is sitting across the table from me. So how about that? How about this? These digs?
How about this little place?
Yeah, how many studio appearances did you have to make before you made it to the wine bar?
Probably over 800, and the champagne is delicious.
Yes, well, we're going to see how it works out for you this time. Watch her pronounce everything properly. I'll be blown away.
I've been intoxicated on your show before.
Well, thank
you
for sharing.
We're still looking for that tuba maboob.
Speaking of that tuba, it was heartbreaking this morning because I had to call the school and tell them an update that we're still kind of looking for it.
When are you just going to give up on that tuba?
I'll never give up on that tuba, ever. No.
And for those that don't know, and one of the many hats that Sam wears is with Play It Forward, getting instruments in the hands of high school kids who don't have an opportunity to play music because they can't afford the instruments. The schools have cut back on their programs. So Sam has taken it upon herself, and the musical community at large has also jumped in to help as well, and they have gotten some a lot of instruments, hundreds of instruments to kids. And we've been looking for about 3 months for a tuba.
Just one.
We have a large Waterloo, Illinois. Shout out to you peeps. Come on. You got the Lederhosen. You got the Waterloo German band. Somebody's got an extra tuba. We have been trying to get this. I saw a guy who came down to our broadcast the other day when we were at the Broadway Oyster Bar, and he said, I'm doing everything I can to get you the tuba.
When you
put,
awesome.
He said, when you put that up on Facebook, I shared it and sent it out to about 30 of my friends.
Oh.
So fingers crossed. We got to get the tuba so we can move on to the next.
So we can move on.
Impossible. I need a pink bassoon by Thursday, you know, or whatever the next thing's going to be. But you know what? There's a kid that doesn't have a tuba and is not getting musical experience and getting to enjoy that part of life because they don't have one. So look. Or maybe think about contributing or renting a tuba for somebody. There's a rental program.
There's a rental program. And we can actually buy this tuba at a really decent price. But, you know, funding's not available. And we're just doing the best that we can to get Bailey a tuba at the Grand Arts Center. So, and I told him, I go, don't you give up on me because I'm not giving up on you. I go, give me a minute. We're going to pull it off. And he told me today that he's been praying. And that breaks my heart when they say that.
PlayItForwardSTL.org. My daughter, my youngest daughter, months away from graduating from Grand Center Arts Academy. It's an amazing, amazing place. All right, any other business as it pertains to Play It Forward?
Well, like I've been announcing, over the holidays, we love to gift children music for Christmas. And yesterday was a fun-filled day of music deliveries. We were at a children's home and aid center in Granite City, Illinois, and they service over 450 families, and a lot of these children are foster care children, and a lot of them are teenagers, and people tend to want to buy gifts for the little ones, the little kids, the toddlers, and a lot of times the teenagers get left out when it comes to Christmas. So we provided 15 guitars yesterday, all acoustic, all with cases, and a bass guitar, and I was talking to the director, and she was telling me, oh, my God, this is so amazing. I go, do you need some more? And she goes, no, we don't want to ask you for any more. And I go, well, I have more to give, so we can come back with more. And we decided to go back tomorrow with 20 more guitars. And
can you trade them for a tuba?
Four keyboards. I don't think so.
I know it kind of defeats the purpose, but, you know.
A tuba would be an extra blessing on the Christmas cake.
And
right
usually
now.
A lot of bands put on concerts, have instrument drives at their shows, things like that. Or you've got
no one's pulling up in the parking lot with a tuba sitting out of the backseat.
No, but concert-wise, anybody putting on a show that's going to benefit you guys, we need to plug before we move into music?
Not right yet. We've got something coming up in January with the school, the therapy school, but I'm not really clear on the date, so we'll get to that later.
Sure, that's a champagne.
Blah, blah,
well,
blah.
Well, we can talk about that when we get closer.
But real quick, I wanted to mention also that we were at Carnahan High School yesterday, and we dropped off about $25,000 worth of instruments to his high school band. It was so many things that he said he can add an extra band group to his existing group already.
That's awesome.
So that's huge, and he was overwhelmed with our generosity. So playing it forward.
Super. And your other hat, turning us on to local bands, what they sound like, where they're playing. We can get a couple of those in. What do you got? Who do you got?
So I thought we'd mix it up a little bit, and we're going to do some singer-songwriters. Let's highlight these great people in St. Louis. So this is Bobby Evans, up-and-coming songwriter, spent some time in Nashville, and Bernie Nelson. Bernie Nelson has written songs for Kenny Chesney, Randy Travis, Conway Twitty, Confederate Railroad. I mean, this guy has got it going on.
Wow.
So this is a great track that they co-wrote together, and it's called Daddy Don't Know.
Daddy knows exactly when she took her first step. He knows for sure her favorite ice cream. He knows
local sounding about that. I mean, not that local music doesn't sound great, but big, big sound. Daddy Don't Know. It is Thursday Music Club, and Samantha St. Raymond is with us.
You got it right.
I knew it all.
Sam's new name.
I still like Slammin' Sammy sound. We can,
Surfing Samantha St. Raymond.
Surf and Turf. I've actually ordered that. let's get one more in, can't we?
Okay, yes. Another songwriter from St. Louis, Missouri. Very passionate young lady. She's in live theater, independent radio, cable TV, clubs, broadcasting. And she's, again, I wanted to highlight some songwriters in St. Louis. And this one was written by Donna Opfer. Am I pronouncing that correctly? And Mark Barada.
I would know this how.
This is a great track, and it's called Ozark Mountain Snow.
And that, our Thursday Music Club. Thank you, Samantha. Don't forget, play it forward, stl.org for more information. Donna Opfer and Mike Barada wrapping up our music club. Let's hear some Ozark Mountain Snow before we get into traffic.
Heading west on 44, it's getting hard to see. Flurries coming down, turning the brown hills white. I felt the same chill in July when she left. So when she said she missed me, I said I'll be there tonight. But the roads are getting icy, got me moving at a crawl. Don't know what lies ahead, if I got a chance at all. Driving in the Ozark Mountain snow, keeping my distance and taking it slow. This ride's like us, a lot of stop and go, but worth it if she's mine at the end of the road. Yeah, love's a lot like driving in the Ozark Mountain snow.